So we're in Miami, Florida, about to sit down with my brother Sven, who's the founder and owner of Coyo Taco and 100 Lucky. We're about to get into how he ties some of his old passions to some of his newest ventures, his innovative approach to hospitality in the Wynwood area, and also the importance of teamwork when you're running a booming restaurant. This is No Sleeping in the Trophy Room, the conversation fueled by motivation, experience, and truth.
The champ is here!
Welcome back to the Trophy Room. I'm here with another dear friend of mine, my brother Sven, founder and owner of Coyo Taco and 1-800 Lucky. Thank you, my brother, for taking the time.
Anytime for you, my man. Anytime. Glad to be here.
It's a lot of nostalgia in this room, Sven.
Yeah, we've had some fun nights in here, man. We're like a lot of things have gone down in here. A lot of stories to be told.
Yeah.
A lot of stories not to be told.
Right. Yeah. Right. So Sven, man, there's so many places you know we could start, man.
Sure.
But I want to start where it all started for you.
Sure.
And that was with the love and affinity for music.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So, I mean, music is in my heart and my soul, and I've always been, you know, trying to be a DJ and then kind of made it a little bit as a DJ for a while. And I played out a lot growing up and just around, man. I lived in a lot of different places and DJed a lot. And at the same time, I wanted to go to school for something, so I was working in hotels and restaurants, mm-hmm. and then at night DJing. And that fortunately took me around the globe. I mean, I lived in Europe, lived in Asia, lived in the Caribbean for a long time, worked in luxury hotels and restaurants, and then at night I would DJ in right. those places. And really rounded me out on my sound, on what I like. And then I was fortunate enough, I mean, long story short, I was fortunate enough to be here in Miami working, DJing. And my partner who I'd worked with in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. we both got together and decided, hey, let's do something. Let's do a taco place. And, you know, why not do the two things that I love more than anything, right. food and music? And that's kind of how Coyo was born, you know, just wow. Food in the front, party in the back. And yeah, here mm-hmm. we are, man.
Now, what was your DJ handle?
Oh, man, you know, man, I went through a lot of them, man. Right. I mean, Rude Boy Sven was one of the last ones.
Still my,
I'm Jamaican, I'm German, so, you know,
Rude Jamaican. Boy Sven,
and I got some Rude Boy stories to tell, so
that's
Jamaican.
Amazing. Yeah,
and,
it's amazing.
Yeah, Rude Boy Sven, let's leave it at that, yeah.
So you got, so you met your business partner in school?
In working in the Caribbean, in the Virgin Islands. I was working at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. I was doing food and beverage there, and he was doing something else. We went our separate ways. He went to the Middle East. Mm-hmm. I came here to Miami. We crossed paths again. We kind of said, hey, what are you doing? What am I doing? And he said, man, I would love to open a taqueria in Dubai in the Middle East. And he showed me what he was thinking, showed me a packet.
And I was like, man, the branding is kind of old, dated, it's whack. Right. I truthfully believe that branding is very, very important, and it tells your story in a short image, word, color. And I'm like, hey man, look, I think we can do this better. I know Miami really well. Mm-hmm. I know a really cool neighborhood that's about to hit called mm-hmm. Wynwood. I DJ here. I know food in Miami. I know what's needed. To open a cool taqueria here and brand it right, I think we could have something. And that was it, man. That was
wow.
the start.
Yeah. So why Wynwood? Like when you.
So Wynwood just to me was just like the next wild west of Miami, the final frontier. South Beach is South Beach. You know, it's the Vegas Strip for us in Miami. Wynwood is the real Miami. You know, where you live in Miami, you probably go out in Wynwood. It just felt right, and there was really nothing here at the time. And I found this sweet location, and it had a liquor license. And I'm like, you know, why open a big restaurant? Let's cut it in half, do a party in the back, food in the front, and here we are.
Man, that's amazing.
Thanks, man.
So when it comes to, you know, running a super popping restaurants.
Yes.
You know, how important is teamwork between you and your partners?
It's everything, man.
I
get asked the question a lot, man. I'm not Superman by any means, man. And I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. It just so happens that my partner's strengths are my weaknesses and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So we pair really well together. I get asked a lot, could you have done it on your own? And I could have, but it wouldn't have been this good.
You know,
it wouldn't have been this good because he brings a totally different element than I do, and we work well together.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing that you guys, you know, respect each other in that right. yep. where you guys allow each other to flourish,
yes.
you know, and yep. work cohesively
yep.
for the greater good of the business.
It's a good thing, man. I know it doesn't happen often, but sometimes you need others to help you out in life. And he was, I'm fortunate to have him help me out with that.
Right, right. Yep. So this Wynnewood area, you know, there's a lot of places to go, yep. you know. How do you feel like you differentiate yourself or push yourself away from the competition, you know, and keep people coming this way?
Yeah, I mean, we were one of the first. I mean, it was really Wood Tavern, and then I think it was us right after that. And I think it's just keeping it, you know, I think we did something new for Miami, may it be the food or the music, and just the cohesiveness and being able to eat in the front, party in the back, go grab another taco. So you're drinking, you're partying, you're eating. It works well, man. It works well, yeah.
That's awesome.
And I think that's what differentiates us from a lot of other great places that are here in Wynnewood, is that we do something a little special, and we've been here for a minute, man.
That's awesome. I know it's a totally different vibe once you're in the front getting tacos,
yeah.
and you come through this employees only door. It's yeah. like,
oh yeah. But you hear it in the front. That's another special part.
Yeah.
Is you're partying in the front. You're meeting people while you're eating. You hear it out front. You hear it on the street. So you're getting three different zones. You're hearing the DJ on the street, out front eating, in the restaurant, and then back here in the lounge. So it's a party all the way through, man.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was here for Art Basel.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Art Basel real quick?
Please, man, please, yeah.
Because listen.
Just recovering from it.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that was an amazing, amazing run, man. I mean,
yeah, I mean, from Travis Scott to Major Lazer to Martinez Brothers to Diplo. We get a lot of great artists back here. To our boy, the Hooligan.
Absolutely. Shout out to the Hooligan.
Shout out Hooligan. Yeah.
My guy.
We get a lot of great artists to play in this tiny room, man. This was my dream as a DJ, to have a room with a big sound system that just rumbled, man. And it's a tiny room, and people want to be here, man. They want to eat tacos and play on a big sound system in a little room.
So, Sven, for a crazy weekend like Art Basel.
Yeah.
How do you begin to organize, you know, the talent, the roster, the DJs that you're going to have in here?
It's kind of what comes. Like, in my head, I kind of have my wish list of what I would like to see here. Mm-hmm. But then the reality is, people start hitting me up the closer it gets. Sometimes the issue is I hold out a little bit too long. I hold out and wait until right before Art Basel, and I end up missing some things. Like right. waiting, hey, no, maybe this will come through, right. and then it doesn't, and I lose something else in the process. It's a fine art balancing act, man, and I'm still trying to learn how to get it down, but it's working out.
Right.
It's working out.
Yeah, when you shot me the text about the Martinez brothers, I was like, and the traffic was crazy, so I couldn't.
I found out about it an hour before.
Right.
I had something set up, and they're like, yeah, Martinez brothers are playing all night, and I'm like, well, let me text you guys and let you know.
That is so crazy.
It's dope.
So just coming off of Art Basel, I mean, you know, you just had Barack Obama here at Coyo Taco. Man.
Yeah, Barack.
Please tell me what it's like, you know, to get Saint that text
Barack,
message.
Man. If you see, like, these candles around here, man, I'm trying to make a little Saint Barack candle and put him out.
That would be so fly.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be so fly.
I was in Portugal opening Coyo Taco Lisbon. And
congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. And I was there, and just I went back to my hotel, and I got, like, a couple texts and calls, and I literally turned on the TV on BBC Radio, BBC TV, and I saw Coyo Taco Wynnewood on TV in Lisbon on British TV. I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. I got really choked up. And after I heard the things Obama was saying here about business and small business owners and minorities, it really felt good, man.
That's amazing.
It felt really good. Yeah.
That's amazing, man. I mean, what's that text feel like when you get, you know?
Yeah, the text, and then to get the phone call and to hear what he was saying about the business, and saying, well, the owner's actually in Portugal right now. I love Portugal. I'm going to be going there soon. I'm going to make sure to go and check out Coyo Taco there. Right. And to see the little video clips of him walking in and saying, I hear these are the best tacos around. And people just screaming, man.
Like, right.
Not many other people on this planet could get the reaction that he got when he walked in here, of the scream, and Wynnewood shut down when he came in here. It was great, man.
That's monumental. It's legendary.
That's the stamp of approval I'm proud of, man.
Right. Yeah. Of course. Now, was there a certain moment with 1-800 and Coyo Taco? Was there a moment where you were like, wow, we really got something with this. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, there's been a couple. I mean, Obama was just like, I mean, I could still get teary-eyed talking about it. Obama was a big one for me. And then there were times where I was here with you and the guys just sitting up front eating a taco and the place is packed,
yeah.
You know, knees to elbows. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, shit, people really like it, man.
Yeah.
They really like it. So, yeah, there's been a couple times. In the beginning when COIL opened, we never expected it, man. We thought we would do 100 people a day here. We do thousands of people a day through here. And it's a blessing, and it's exceeded my wildest dreams and expectations. But it just goes to show, believe in your knowledge and your education and what it took to get you to this point. Because you probably got something. You just got to do it.
Right. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, that spilled into social media.
Yes.
And your page was probably getting lit up.
Was.
And, you know, that's something that I want to get into, man, about how important social media is for you and the 1-800-LUCKY and COIL business.
I had this conversation today with my partners and some others about looking at the past and how do we get to this point. And social media was very big for us. And social media of just people tagging us to repost game, of putting beautiful pictures of our food up and our parties up was really, really helpful. As I mentioned before, branding was very helpful too. It's COIL is a brand, and you know, from Vogue magazine to GQ to New York Post, they all wrote great articles about COIL Taco is not just a restaurant, it's more than that, it's a lifestyle brand. There's an intangible here that you can't put your finger on. It's not just food, and it's not just music either. There's a vibe here that we try and recreate in all of our locations.
Right.
So social media was big, branding is big. And those were a big chunk of our success. Yes, our food is awesome, I think.
It's awesome.
It's
fucking amazing. Awesome.
Thank you. Our parties are great. And but besides that, there was a little extra help from the community.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So now when you talk about replicating, you know, the vibe into other locations,
yep.
You have COIL Wynwood. You have COIL
Brickell. Downtown. I have COIL Palm Beach, COIL Panama. In Central America, I have COIL Dominican Republic, and most recently COIL Portugal in Lisbon.
Congratulations on all of that, man. That's monumental.
I never dreamt this, man, in a million years. I was just, you know, a dude working in restaurants and hotels and DJing. And to see this, man, I don't know. Was it hard work, or was it just knowing the right time? I still am trying to figure that out. But you know, you get to a certain point in your life where you're like, you know what? I know what I can do,
mm-hmm.
and now is my time. Like, my education is up. I can do this better. I can do this better than what I'm seeing around me. Mm-hmm. And that's your time to run.
Real.
Yeah.
That's real.
So I think that was it. It was my time. Like, I was sitting there doing things for others for a long time, and I consider that my education and my training.
Right.
And when I hit that point, we're like, you know what? I know I can do this better. I know I can make this more relevant than anybody else is doing around here.
Right.
That's your time to really step out.
So you have COIL Brickell, COIL Wynwood,
yep.
COIL Palm Beach.
Palm Beach, Panama, Dominican Republic, Portugal.
Gotcha.
About to open Coral Gables down south in the next couple months. Lincoln Road opens in the next couple weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, so trying to get it out there, man.
Hell yeah.
And then bigger plans in 2019, 2020. Fingers crossed, you may be seeing them in a lot more. Yeah, hopefully. it looks like it might happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go to these, you know, when you go to these other locations, what is it that attracts you, you know, there in the first place, and that makes you want to bring, you know, to plant a COIL flag there?
Yeah. So, you know? I mean, it's a unique situation. Success. Somebody told me this earlier. Success is knowing when to say no, and when no one, don't take everything that comes your way. Make sure you choose wisely. And we've said no to about 99% of people that come to us and say, hey, I want a COIL in my town in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
My first question to them is, so tell me a little bit more about yourself. What do you do? Are you in the hospitality field? Are you in the restaurant industry? Are you in the music industry? No, my wife, she's a yoga instructor, but she really likes COIL and she wants one here. So I want to open one for my wife. Those are the things that we usually say no to. In certain situations, I'll give you Portugal as an example. Hey, I would love to open a COIL in my country, in Portugal. Tell me more about yourself. I'm the largest restaurateur. I have 158 restaurants around the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think COIL will be great, and I want to roll it out through my country, which I know very well, and I know food and beverage. to somebody like that, I'd be honored, man, to license out the name Coil Taco to you and get you set up for success. Right. So the international deals are license deals, are really great operators that I license a Coil name to.
Right. So outside of, you know, curating a dope vibe, a dope menu, you know, what else goes into creating, you know, what people walk into when they walk into 100 Lucky, when they walk into, you know, Coil Taco?
That's that intangible, man. That's really hard to put your finger on, and it's really understanding what I think the community in that area wants and what the demographic wants. And I don't pretend to know it all, and that's why I partner with somebody in Portugal who does know their area and their vibe.
Right.
In Panama, same thing. Like, I'm not from Panama, and I'm not going to pretend like I know what's hot there, but I think I've partnered with the right person who does know what's hot and what area we should open in and so forth.
Right.
So that's a big part. Here in Miami, I think I know what's up, and the successes of Coil and Lucky really speak to what the community wants.
Right.
And then, you know, we have Brickell, which is a little bit of a different demographic, and Palm Beach, which is very different, and they all are doing great, man.
So how important are, you know, is every hand and every relationship? Because, you know, like, if you're branching out into new places, you know, like, you never know when you're going to need to call somebody.
It's crucial. My partner, it goes back to the story with my partner, Alan. Al and I were good friends, but I never thought we would be doing tacos together years later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's situations like that. I never knew that I would be doing tacos. Like, tacos weren't on my radar,
right.
You know? So you never know. Every connection that you meet could be your business partner, could be your closest friend, could be somebody that could take you to that next level or make you better.
Right.
Don't discard anybody in life, because it could come right back around to help you and help them make yourselves better in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's deep.
Yeah.
So Sven, you know, this is no sleeping in a trophy room.
Yes.
You know, this platform is for, you know, is based on motivation, experience, yes. And your truth.
Yeah.
So what advice could you give to, you know, a young innovator, somebody who wants to get into the restaurant business,
yeah.
But doesn't, you know, isn't too sure how to, you know, navigate those waters? You know, what's some keys you could give to somebody?
I think if you really listen to what we've talked about in this conversation, a few key factors are knowing your strengths and weaknesses, and understanding that we all have them. And maybe it is finding someone to work with that has strengths that happen to be your weakness. That's how I'm able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Networking, in that same sentence, you never know who is stronger at something than you are, and that you can help, and you may be strong in that scenario with them too. So networking is absolutely crucial, because you never know when it'll come back around. And you know, believing in it, man. You have to take that jump, man. I mean, you have to take that jump at some point, and it's never easy, and it's always going to be a little scary, and you may have to be willing to risk it all.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know what, I believe in myself, I believe in my ability, and I think that I know that I can do better than the next person or the competitor or something, and I'm willing to do this. And if I fail trying, at least I tried. You
right.
know what I mean? You're never going to get there. It's such a jump to get out of your norm into something new where you could risk of losing it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's crucial, man. You got to be prepared to say, you know what, I could lose it all, and it'll suck, but I'll get back up.
Yeah,
and that's crucial.
And that goes a long way, man.
Yeah, man.
And you can really apply that to all ways, and, you know, different ways in life. And
I think all of us here have been in that scenario. You know, you make that, you're set in something comfortable, but you're not really getting into that next thing. Let me take that next jump.
Yeah.
Let me take that next step, and I can do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
You almost owe it to yourself. It's like, if you don't. You know, if you don't do it, then why did you go through certain struggles?
Right.
It's like,
why did you go? Why did you come this far in your so-called education of life, of your field, of your business? Why did you come this far, just to stay stagnant or to do something better?
Right.
Do better, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's next, man? What's next? What's next for Sven?
There's a lot. There's a
right.
lot.
What's next for Sven? What's next for Coil Taco? What's next for 100 Lucky?
Coil Taco, there's a lot of big things coming up, and it's Coil Taco hopefully is about to explode and boom, and hopefully it'll be a household name in the next 2-3 years around mm-hmm. the country. Coil goes, it's a blessing, man. I'm really excited about it. 1-800-LUCKY is a special place, man. It's just it's a dream that we all were able to kind of put together, and I'm grateful for it. And there's a lot of interest in doing other 1-800-LUCKYs or something similar. It's yet to be seen what's going to happen with Lucky, but I love it. It's a fun spot, and food is great, music is great, party is great. What's next for me is to keep moving, man. I have a million ideas in my head that I want to bring to life, and I'm not going to stop. And no matter what happens, I'm going to keep banging them out.
That's sure. Amazing. Can't stop, man.
Can't stop.
You know, especially when what you're doing is working so well, and you know, you got the formulas, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just gotta, just keep banging them out while I'm still here, man. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So a lot of cool ideas that I want to make happen. Yeah.
So every champion has their mantra, right?
Yes.
That sign that they slap before they leave the locker room,
yeah.
Or that phrase that they wake up and live by.
Yeah.
You know, what is there a phrase or something that some type of beat that you move to?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, now recently in the past couple of years of my life is just go for it and do it, believe in yourself and do it. And I know it sounds cliche. I could think of something wittier, but after having this conversation with you, that's the most important thing, man, is just believe in yourself. You know what? I know what I got. I can do it. Go for it. And I'll
That's
continue
right.
to use that motto from Coil to Lucky to the next spot to the next one of I know what I'm doing. I know I can do it right. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Gotcha.
Cool.
So, Sven, man, I want to thank you for taking the time to step into the trophy room.
Yes, man.
I greatly appreciate this. It means a lot to me, my brother.
Thank
You've
you,
had
man.
Some great times, and I'm glad we got to do this, man.
Many more. Cool.
Thank you very
That's
much,
That's a dope
man.
Show, man, and I'm excited to be part of it.
Man, thank you.
Thanks, brother.
My bro.